leaders today reversing plans, taking another vote, and deciding unanimously to play a shortened college season.
Playing 8 games in 8 weeks, with the Big Ten Championship set for December 19th. We're told the conference will also soon begin daily coronavirus testing of athletes and coaches with new guidelines on practice and play.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally threatens to dump prolific rainfall amounts on the state of Alabama today. Flash flood watch in effect here today. Steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals possible when all is said and done. We could see, 6 to 10 inches, not out of the question. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. Windy today with winds in the 25 to 30 mile per hour range, gusting to near tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour. High today 76, low tonight 71, upper 70s tomorrow. The rain threat rapidly tapers off on Friday. Nice weekend, highs in the 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and there's going to be a ton of them today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brewbaker.com.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The American Red Cross and Alabama Power have crews deployed to the Gulf Coast ready to respond to the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. The Red Cross has already opened shelters in Alabama and Mississippi. Alabama Power has been inspecting lines and trimming trees to help cut down on power outages. With today's heavy rains, the city of Montgomery is providing free sandbag stations at 3 locations. Patterson Field on Madison Avenue, the AUM Dixie Youth Baseball Field on Brown Springs Road, and at One Center located at the Old Montgomery Mall parking lot. There is a 10-bag limit at all locations, and pickup is from 8 a.m. until noon. In West Alabama, Selma High School is being used as a storm shelter. And many schools in our area have canceled classes for the day. For a complete list of closures and cancellations, we've posted a list online at alabamanews.net. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Hello and good afternoon. You have made it to the 2 o'clock hour with me, April Marie Fogle, hanging out with Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble. We are going to go to shift away from energy And to the president's town hall last night.
Before we do that, Sweet Creek Farm Market has special deals, especially on these lady cream peas, folks. These are grown locally, harvested locally. They're incredibly delicious. Lady cream peas, $19 for a half bushel. That's 5 pounds, so that's an incredible deal. A lot of peas, and they're great as a side item, or if you really like peas, and just have a whole dinner of peas, lady cream peas. They also have fresh honey crisp apples. Reed just drove up to North Carolina to pick some, and no herbicide, no wax. They're incredibly, incredibly fresh and organic. So go get those Honeycrisp apples, and also everything else at Sweet Creek. Homemade ice cream, these huge cookies bigger than your face.
That's what he was talking about. That's what East was talking about, those cookies.
Yeah. And of
or
course,
was it Randall?
No, East was. Okay. East calls them hubcap cookies.
That's what it is.
And the swamp cookies are like the everything cookies. They just throw everything in there in the batter, and it's so good. And don't forget the award-winning barbecue, folks. Sweet Creek Farm Market. Check them out today, and be sure to call us at 272-9228. Talk about the topics. But when you do call, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 gift basket, $60 worth of anything you want to throw in there.
That sounds amazing.
Sounding like Joe Biden there for a second.
You're throwing everything in the kitchen sink. I love apples. The apples sound good.
Yeah, they sound really
My
good.
Kids love apples. And it's really funny because they each have their own unique way of eating them. So my daughter won't eat an apple that's not cut up. And my son won't eat an apple that is cut up. They're bizarre. The baby has no preference yet. We'll see what happens when he gets more teeth. All right, so I started saying we're going to talk. So last night, the president did a town hall with questions. What I was surprised by is clearly, unlike the Biden town halls, where the people are handed questions on pieces of paper, this was kind of all over the map, and a lot of the questions kind of came out as hostile.
Oh, yeah.
let's listen to a couple of those.
Pittsburgh sat out the last presidential election, I believe.
Unfortunately, so I did. Good evening, Mr. President. So I'd like to ask regarding your recent comments about our United States soldiers and referring to them as suckers.
Could you say that again?
Our United States soldiers referring to them as suckers and
pause it right
particularly
there for
a second.
Here's the thing. Clearly these aren't planned comments because she doesn't say, I want to ask you about the accusations. Like a lot of voters, she took it the story as if it were God's honest truth, right?
Right.
She didn't even try to say, I want to ask you about the accusations you said this.
But you don't think the producers at ABC said, hey, we know this woman, she has this mentality about this, let's give her the platform?
Well, what that says to me, when I heard that what that says to me is that, again, that is what a lot of people who are undecided, they saw that story and ran with it, and they have not seen the subsequent reporting where 30 people with knowledge of the story debunked it.
Right.
So we're going to keep going with his answer to it, but it's very frustrating to me, again, that people are taking that entire story was unnamed sources. People don't believe the unnamed sources. Okay, go ahead.
John McCain are prisoners of war as losers.
Okay. It was a fake statement.
And
go ahead.
Recently requesting to ban amputee veterans from a military parade. How do you expect to win back the support of our military, their families, their friends, and military supporters?
It's easy because they never made those statements. They were never made by me. They said I stood over the grave of soldiers killed many years ago. And I said they were suckers. I never made that. Do you know we had 26 people as of today come out to say it never happened, and many people were there? Then they said about the rain didn't happen, and that wasn't the reason. The Secret Service said, we have a statement from them, they said that we could not travel because the helicopter couldn't be used. We would not be able to travel. Because when you do that through a major city, it takes them days to get it prepared. I wanted to go anyway. I said, let me just go separately in a car in disguise. I don't care. I wanted to be there so badly. But the statements never happened. They were lies. As far as John McCain, I was never a fan of John McCain. I never thought he treated our vets well. He didn't do the job. I was never a fan of his. And I think that's fine, and everybody knows that. And I said it to his face. I was very much up on that. But
he's not a war hero.
I have done so much for our vets and for our military. I rebuilt our military. Our military, when I came into this great office, our military was depleted. It was in the worst shape it was in probably ever. It was depleted. The planes were old and broken, the ships, everything. You see what I've done. I've rebuilt $2.5 trillion, and you think that was easy getting that money from Democrats? Because they don't like the military. This magazine came up. They made up this quote. It was a made-up quote. And, you know, the gloves were off with Biden, who I've never respected greatly. I've never respected him greatly. But when they took this made-up quote that was now knocked out by over 25 people and they made an ad out of it, I thought it was a disgrace. Do you know what disinformation is? That's what it was. They made up a phony quote and then they went with it. It was a phony deal. And the one who started it was a big friend of President Obama and Clinton. And it was a phony deal from a very, not very successful
Mr.
magazine.
Mr. President, you have...
Love how he has to throw that in there. A failing, not very successful.
So here's the thing about Trump. Okay, first off, to this day, so there, I can make a list. Maybe one day I will. A list of things that Trump has said that just blows my mind. One of them was about the POW comments. I don't like people who are caught. What?
I like heroes that weren't captured.
I like heroes that weren't captured. What in the world? But that is like that Trump style where you're like, again, grab him by the... You know what you got when you elected him, okay? But you know, if you had watched any of his shows or listened to any of his interviews, again, prior to being president, you knew what you were getting.
Yeah.
I don't like that he doubles down on those comments sometimes.
See, when I heard the John McCain thing, and, you know, I've talked to folks in the family who are veterans, who have served. I've talked to other folks who support the president, who are military members, who are veterans. And I've asked them, especially when you see somebody who is a hero, a war hero, then they go into politics, and then they've been in politics for decades. I always ask them, do you ever find that the war heroes will use the war hero mantle as sort of a shield as well as a sword against people politically?
Yeah.
And I like
that. Tammy Duckworth is one of those. Like, you can't criticize Tammy without people going, oh, but she's a soldier. She lost limbs.
So I like, and this is a classic Trump as a bomb in the China shop, where he essentially says, I'm not buying that. You can't pull that card. Oh, he's a war hero. I like people who weren't captured. Because they initially threw it at him for another criticism of McCain. So it's rude. It's in your face. Any other politician, I think, would be done. But there's something about Trump.
I know. Well, it's that give and take. People are willing to take the crazy comments like that. Because I can take, you know what, here's the deal. There is sort of this pedestal that former servicemen and women get when they go to Congress or go serve, right?
And they deserve it.
And they deserve it and they get it. Actually, you deserve it just by volunteering, again, to go and go. But the idea that you can't criticize a Duckworth or a McCain or the one down in Florida now, Brian Mast, who had those crazy Facebook messages, the idea you can't criticize them because they are military, I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute. But I don't know that you got to say POWs were a little...
it's a very Trumpian statement. I wouldn't have said it.
Okay, you want to play just a little bit more?
Yeah, this is, and with every one of these folks, the town hall that go to a actual American, a person, Stephanopoulos is an actual American too, but then Stephanopoulos would follow up, and this is the follow-up after that audience question.
Now, you have used language like that in the past. You did say that John McCain wasn't a war hero, and notably silent in the wake of this article were General John Kelly, who was your chief of staff at the time. General James Mattis, who served as defense secretary for you, has said you're...
They didn't hear me say that.
Well, I'm getting to a broader point.
Because I never said
with the generals. General Mattis said you're a divider, you're not trying to unite the country. General Kelly said he agreed with that. John Bolton, who was your national security advisor, said you are a danger to the country. The people in these top military positions who serve most closely with you have said you're unfit for office. How do you respond to that?
These are people that I let go. These are disgruntled former employees, to put it in a nice way, with a term people would understand. Mattis was a highly overrated general, didn't do the job, didn't do good on ISIS. I took over 100% of the ISIS caliphate. I had the people that I wanted in. Mattis was fired, as you know, by President Obama, and I fired him also.
He says he resigned.
He didn't resign. I said, give me a letter. no more. Give me a letter. I was being nice. One of the problems when you're nice, oftentimes it comes back to hit you. I said, Jim, give me a letter. It's time for you to move on. He gave me a letter, but I fired him. That's called I fired him. Now, General Mattis didn't do the job. I wasn't happy with him. If you look at John Bolton, all he wanted to do is blow people up. He wanted to go to war with everybody. And frankly, I used him very nicely. I bring him into a room in a negotiation. When people saw them, they said, oh, wow, he's going to go to war. I'm bringing our troops back from Afghanistan. I'm bringing our troops back from Iraq. We're almost out of almost every place. You know, everybody said, because of my personality, they said he'll be in a war immediately. Look at North Korea, how that's worked out. We haven't, the sanctions are on, everything's the same. We haven't spent anything. We're getting along with them. I get along with Kim Jong-un.
All right. Okay, first off, I asked for a letter, but I still fired him. Cracks me up, okay? Because it's like, and I think we've all been there where you know people where they said, okay, here's your options. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the nice way out. But then afterwards, when you go talk trash about Trump, he's not gonna cover you, right? He's like, okay, we could have gone with the narrative that you resigned, but let's be clear. If you're gonna be a jerk about things, I'm gonna be a jerk about things too. And I still think he's missing an opportunity by not saying, I all but said you're fired.
Right.
Is there some kind of like copyright on that? I don't know. From the
Apprentice.
Apprentice. But I do feel like all of these people that they're naming, it's almost like me going to your ex-girlfriend and saying, hey, before I go on a date with Joey, tell me about him. Like, there's a really good chance all these people he fired and all these people who he subsequently tweeted bad things about, they're going to say bad things. There's nothing that's not surprising or shocking to me in any way. And it kind of feels, again, like a gotcha question.
Like, well, and the whole thing seemed like a gotcha game. And I thought, what do you think? I thought Trump handled the lion's den here pretty well.
All things considered, he, among his better answers where he actually articulated his points and he didn't get as frustrated as he could have in some ways should have gotten. If you accuse somebody, and as that woman did, she didn't say, tell me about, you know, the accusations you did this. Tell me about when you did this. Again, right. Joey, tell me when you stopped beating your girlfriend.
Right.
Like, it's a very, these were very confrontational questions.
Well, do you remember that moment, and this made it like, sometimes the media gets so ham-handed in their tactics that it's obvious. It's when the news article came out that Bernie told Elizabeth Warren, I don't think a woman could win, Liz. And
oh, yeah, and then she used it at the debate.
Right, and the CNN questioner asks Bernie, okay, why did you say that? Assuming it was
fact, yeah.
And Bernie's, I didn't say that, blah, 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 blah. And so the reporter, the anchor, turns away from Bernie and then goes, what did you think when he said that? Right after he denied it.
Right. It's a very, like, this is the narrative and we're sticking to it.
Right.
Which is incredibly frustrating. So this was just one of the topics. Let's look at some of the other topics they talked about and the answers he gave. Because, again, it was a very confrontational thing. We're going to go back to one other clip before we get back to state news after this break. You've got April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. Dan is doing well, just working on his recovery. We will be back in just a minute.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me get Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning 4 with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning 4. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I will be back again tomorrow and Friday. If you are just tuning in, you've got April Marie Fogle here, that double first name, April Marie. And I will be filling in for Dan. Dan is doing well, concentrating on his recovery. Joey is in the chair working the board and keeping me out of trouble.
Indeed, indeed.
If you'd like to call with thoughts on anything you hear us talk about or the president say, that number is 272-9228. 272-9228. We are going to go to Trump's reaction to the kind of the unrest, the George Floyd killings, the Breonna Taylor, and just listen to his reaction here.
The next question comes from Laura Galvis. She's from Glenshaw, Pennsylvania, registered nurse who's always voted Republican for president. Laura, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. President. Martin Luther King Jr. once famously wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." In the light of the ongoing protests surrounding the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and the recent shooting of Jacob Blake, do you feel racial injustices are occurring in this nation? And if so, what can be done to address them?
Well, I think they were tragic events, and I do feel that we have to also take into consideration that if you look at our police, they do a phenomenal job. You'll have people choke, make mistakes, and they happen. It happens where they have to make a fast decision and some bad things happen. And you also have bad apples, but you have 99% great people. I know the police force is very well. I think almost every one of them, if you look, I've been endorsed by so many of them. And these are great people. And I will say this, if you're going to stop crime, we have to give the respect back to the police that they deserve. They've done a fantastic job in so many locations, but then bad things happen. Look at New York. New York was a very safe city. Rudy Giuliani did a fantastic job. The city was safe, and then all of a sudden we have a mayor. He starts cutting the police force, and crime is up 100%, 150%. I saw one form of crime up 300%. So I think it's very important, whether you talk Seattle, where they have very good police, but they're not allowed to do their job. You have to allow the police to do their job. I agree with you. Those events are terrible, but we have to allow the police to do their job. Otherwise, crime is going to soar. Now, the problem is that in Democrat, usually liberal Democrat-run cities, we have tremendous problems. The top 10 most unsafe cities are run by Democrats. You go into the top 25 and top 35, almost every one of them is run by Democrats. No cash bail, just weak policies on crime. We have to give the police the respect that they deserve, and we have to give them their mojo. We have to let them protect us. How about that horrible crime that took place 2 days ago, where this terrible human being walks up to a police car with two people sitting in the car, and he starts shooting bullets right through the glass, right in their face, and just has destroyed. I mean, I hear they're going to make it, but they're going to have a hard time ever being the same.
Mr. President, you're right.
And it's just a terrible thing.
That was.
Here's the thing. That was one of Trump's best answers to date. Here's the thing. There are bad apples. There are bad apples, and there will be bad apples in every profession. But by and large, law enforcement officers are good. And I will always back the blue. I always will. I think that the president made a good case for a lot of the lawlessness we see, and the continued lawlessness we see is a result of, at this point, a lot of prosecutors who are refusing to do their job, bail being low, people having these bail funds where people are getting out and participating repeatedly, getting picked up repeatedly in inciting violence and inciting violent riots and doing things that are contrary to a, quote, peaceful demonstration. I think that there are a lot of people who have vilified law enforcement, which are responsible, directly responsible, for the shooting of the law enforcement officers that we saw this week.
Yes, and I think Trump did a, just in terms of communications, folks, he really is in the lion's den here. So he constantly did with a lot of these questions. He didn't accept the frame of the question.
Remember, yeah, he rejected the premise, as I said.
Right, exactly. And he went on to talk about what he wanted to talk about, and it had to do with the question, but it didn't accept the framing of the question. And so he had others that he answered. Having to do with Tim Scott presenting a bill, and I actually thought that was a pretty good answer, too, on why has there not been something done yet. It was a young man who, you could tell, was new to politics. He's like, why can't we just all get along? You're new.
Whenever I hear candidates talking, and it's one of those things, I'm going to work across the aisle. I'm going to do this. I'm going to compromise. Instead of me going, that's the guy I want. I really question their ability to understand what's happening, because right now in D.C., a lot of people, and you can look at Pelosi and the way in which she treats and responds to Republicans. A lot of the leadership won't allow for the kind of reaching across the aisle that used to be done. The kind of reaching across the aisle that you saw in early, I laugh because it really was early Biden and McCain type days, right? You got to keep in mind, I didn't realize this. Biden was first elected to office in 71. Like, I was born in 81. Like,
right.
this is, he's been there a while. It used to be that you could get things done because we weren't so far apart. There are still areas and places in which you can come together and get things done, more so on the local level or maybe even the state level. But federally, you know, how do you compromise? How do you find compromise with somebody who wants the complete opposite of what you want, who wants policies that you know are bad for the economy, you know are bad for people, you know are just generally all out going to fail. I don't want to, if you say to me, hey, April Marie, let's go jump off that building, knowing the building is, you know, 20 stories high, I don't want to compromise and jump off of the 10th floor because you want to jump off the 20th floor. I think that's a bad plan. And so the idea that we're not compromising enough is just, it's silly. We have to get to where the solutions we're talking about are actually feasible and doable, and go from there. I go back to AOC's green plan. Completely completely unworkable, completely unrealistic. And you look at that and you go, how do you compromise with these people? Well, this is what they're putting forward. There is no compromise. Because realistically, it just can't happen. Incredibly frustrating. All right, we are going to a break. You have April Marie Fogle here filling in for Dan Morris. You can find me at Alabama Today. That's altoday.com. And on social media at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. You're listening to News Talk 93.1, and we shall return in just a moment.
Going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally threatens to dump prolific rainfall amounts on the state of Alabama today. Flash flood watch in effect here today. Steady rain, heavy at times. Excessive rainfall totals possible when all is said and done. We could see, 6 to 10 inches, not out of the question. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. Windy today with winds in the 25 to 30 mile per hour range, gusting to near tropical storm force, which would be 40 miles per hour. High today 76, low tonight 71, upper 70s tomorrow. The rain threat rapidly tapers off on Friday. Nice weekend, highs in the 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts, and there's going to be a ton of them today. Get it on your phone or tablet now. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everyone. You have made it. We are in the final half hour of News Talk 93.1 with me, April Marie Fogle, filling in for Dean Morris. Clint Jr. has been patiently waiting on the line. Hello, Clint.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good today. How are you?
Good.
You're not on the road, are you? That weather out there is gross.
Yeah, I'm a tow truck driver. I'm on the road all the time.
All right.
Those executive orders that Trump did, it was supposed to be a tax break was part of it, and some other things with the unemployment benefits.
Yep.
Wasn't that supposed to go in effect on the 1st, or what happened with that stuff?
That is a good question. I think that is a good question, and I wish I had an answer for you. I'm going to look it up because I actually am on the White House email list, oddly. I will look that up and give you information because I just do not know at the moment. Do you know?
I don't know. I think what I heard is that they were going to wait a little bit. It was almost like a threat, Clint, to get Congress to do something, and it looks like something might come together in Congress. I love spending more money.
All right, so I found my White House email August 8th, and it looks like they were trying. I will get. I'm going to read this during the next break, and I'll give you an update, Clint. So you stay tuned. I'm not going to do this while we're on air, but I'll look and see if I can get you an answer of, if it's coming up and when it's coming up.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You got it. One of the things. So while we were listening to that clip specifically about law enforcement, it reminded me now of the argument and pushback by those who are saying you can't say Blue Lives Matter. Have you heard this?
Oh, yeah.
And my response to this, if you follow me on Twitter, you've already seen this, but I'm going to share it anyway. I love how the same group of people who use phrases like cisgender, pansexual, Latinx, white fragility, and white privilege are now screaming about how supporters of law enforcement can't use the phrase Blue Lives Matter because blue lives aren't a thing. Think about that. They are making up words left, right, and center that literally have no meaning, okay? I am not going to walk around. I'm not going to put on any of my social media profiles. I'm not going to call myself a cisgender female because I was born that way and living that way. That's ridiculous, okay? I'm a female. You look at me, you know I'm a female.
Yes,
you hear my voice, you know I'm a female. Mm-hmm. I don't need to add a disclaimer that says I was born as a female. So the left is making up phrases. Latinx. I know so many Hispanics because I'm from Florida, keep in mind.
Sure.
Started my career in politics in Florida. And in Florida, you have a lot of different types of Hispanics. Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Nicaraguans, Mexicans. So the liberals have started pushing this Latinx thing. And they're not buying it. It's just, you don't want to lump us all in as one group. And so they're getting a lot of pushback. And I take my cues from the people who they're attempting to, rename or regroup.
Sure.
And they're not buying them. So when people say you can't use the phrase Blue Lives Matter because there's no such thing as blue lives, I think you're silly. And you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say Blue Lives Matter. It means the lives of law enforcement officers matter. these men and women who go out there and serve every day, not knowing is the car they pull over for an expired tag, is that person wanted on warrants and going to shoot them? Are they going to be getting lunch or dinner and someone attempt to shoot them? Are they going to be trying to make a lawful arrest? Right. And in some of these cities, they're getting attacked trying to make lawful arrests. I think it's silly. You watch the RNC. They're just trying to do their job and maintain peace. They're under attack. Their lives matter. And yes, maybe the Blue Lives Matter is... It's a new thing, but I'm perfectly okay saying it. And I think I've got a Blue Lives Matter, actually Facebook little badge right now. No, it says back the blue. I will always back the blue. Always. Sure. I just will. So I liked Trump's answer on that. I felt like his defense of law enforcement, his defense of his rejecting the premise, as I consider it and call it, his rejection of the premise that that all law enforcement are bad, or that this is the actions of a few are representative of all. I think people who don't understand the Breonna Taylor, we talked about that yesterday,
right,
case, may think that law enforcement actually went in there and just murdered her in her home. But that's not what happened. They were in the commission of a lawful warrant. Whether or not those warrants should exist, I don't think they should. That's going to be litigated again by now Congress and more people to come, but I will always lean on the side of I think cops are doing the right thing when they can.
Absolutely. Well, and I've lessened some because I come from that libertarian echo chamber. There is a demonization of police, and I wrote about it. You can find some of my writing back from 2017, 2016. And as I get to know officers and get to know how the job is actually done, how difficult the job is, I started to think about more law enforcement, focus on the laws they are actually enforcing. And I think that particular laws, like the crime bill, let's say, that Biden passed in the early 90s, the whole super predator theory being pushed by the Clinton administration, is that sort of thing done by, again, lawmakers that gives law enforcement a bad name. Now, of course, you can find plenty of videos on social media where you see law enforcement acting fairly badly. But this is the issue, is that you can look at statistics and you can look at pretty intricate studies and breakdowns that control for all sorts of confounding factors. Great work by, for instance, Roland Fryer at Harvard, happens to be black, where he finds that actually, no, it is not more likely for black men to be shot because he's controlling for
crime
rates.
That was the
study
people got mad about.
Right.
They were like, no!
But the same study did find that black Americans are more likely to be harassed and verbally abused by the police.
Well,
and
that is a very, very different different situation than what we're talking about. And why is that happening? Again, I read that book, Ghetto Side, which was talking about the L.A. big murder years and the investigations and the causes. And it was a reporter. At the end, you realize a reporter had been embedded in the police department and then the investigative unit for several years during that. And you realize the officers in those situations, and this is by no means to excuse it, they're dealing with a community in which, you know, talking to the police is a bad thing.
Right.
And they might know Joey was on the scene of a crime, and Joey won't come tell us what he knows.
And I probably have a good reason to keep my mouth shut, because I understand my neighborhood.
And so we're not dealing with the same situations we all think of. Of course, we've got the phone ringing. Let's see who's on the line with us.
Okay, line one, you're on there.
Oh, I've committed a foul because I'm on flight, but very quickly, in France, a black person is 40 times more likely to be pulled over than a white person. Check the statistics. Also, I'm offended. Why are apples the only fruits to go bad? Thank you.
Appreciate it. But
bananas in my house.
The point I was getting to is that most folks don't take the time, and myself included, most of the time, where a nuanced statistical study is not what speaks to you. What speaks to you is images, videos. Yeah. And there are enough of these instances where you could have one every week, and it's on social media. And so folks are seeing awful scenes, sometimes justified, mm-hmm. sometimes not. And that's where it's informing them instead of more of a dispassionate approach.
And that's, again, comes from we have to have these discussions when... when we're not in the heat of a moment, right? And we're, when a George Floyd situation has not just happened, when Michael Brown, was it, situation has not just happened, we have to have these conversations when, you know, you see something and your energy levels go up, right? You're reacting. I had a physical reaction to watching the George Floyd video.
Yeah.
Because there's something... in that you're watching someone die. You realize in real time, this isn't a movie. This isn't a, you know, TV thing. This is a man, right, regardless of his past record, and you're watching him die. And I think the reaction to that is, of course, going to be impassioned. The reaction to that is, of course, going to be severe, but that reaction, the reaction that you have, should not inform policy. I always say that. A lot of the worst laws we have are shaped and informed by people reacting to a bad situation. And sometimes they make a bad situation worse by putting it into laws. In Florida, one of the things they did was... sex offenders, they said you can't live anywhere within a certain amount, square miles of a school, a park, a daycare, a this, a that, the other. Well, then what happened was all these people couldn't find houses because everywhere they went back to their parole officer, they were dinged because they were too close to these places. And so they'd move around, they'd live in hotels, and then they just drop off the map because they were so tired of trying. And so the people who passed that law came back and said, okay, maybe we overreacted. Because what ended up happening was somebody would try to get their life back on track and they couldn't because that law was so prohibitive. Now, I want nothing to do with any excuse for helping those who hurt children, but what I'm saying is sometimes we react in a way that's not indicative of what's going on.
And that's why I think the focus should be on law and legislation. It's one of Dan's favorite phrases, April Marie, is low-grade ore. We have too much low-grade ore in the legislatures around the country, especially state. But you can look at Congress, too,
right,
to where they don't, and you know this better than anybody, getting a law passed, it takes a Herculean effort. And if you mess up a little bit of the phraseology, a little bit of the language in a law, it can really have bad consequences.
Yeah, a shall, a may, right, this or that. We had Soldier Boy patiently waiting. How's it going, Soldier Boy?
Hey, so nice. They named you twice.
Thanks. Exactly what happened.
Two things. Two talking points. First, everybody slow down out there. I just passed police out there trying to pull a car out of a ditch. I guess people are driving too fast for the conditions and not paying attention and sliding into the ditches and flipping over. So everybody slow down a little bit.
Slow down. I'm about to get on the road heading home to my kids. Keep in mind, there are a lot of people out there who are trying to get home to their kids. Be safe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If not for your kids, for yourself.
Better to get... the first time I ever got pulled over... The first time in my life, the officer said something to me that I will always remember. It is better to get there late than to not get there at all.
That's what Mom used to say about a car wreck. You know, you're in a rush, but once you get in a wreck, you got all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm. When I'm driving down to get on the radio this week, I think that every time I look down and I'm going over 80, I go, if I get pulled over, I'm going to miss it anyway. So I slow it down. What you got, Soldier Boy?
Okay, let me get on my stool. Hold on. Joey, you know how tall I am already, so if I stand on a stool, it's going to be pretty freaking ugly.
Yeah, I never, ever want to see you on stilts.
No, never do, never. Hey, what's up with my boy LeBron? My little bigot, racist, little athlete, privileged little child. You know...
What is he doing now?
Well, you know, the two officers that got, you know, shot... The sheriff of L.A. County called him out, because he lives in there, in L.A. County, and asked,
to match the reward. I see this.
Hasn't said a word.
Of course not.
Nothing positive, negative.
Okay?
Of course not. But then 2 or 3 months ago on his Twitter account, and still posted up, says on there that we need to be careful because they're hunting us down. Mm. What the? There are
false narrative.
Exactly. But you notice one thing? Did you both watch the video of the shooting?
Yes.
What did you notice that nobody's brought to your attention? Maybe I'm the next, Sherlock Holmes, you know?
The attire of the assailant?
Not so much the attire, the way the person turned and ran.
Yeah.
What did you notice?
I didn't notice. What did you notice?
It's not a guy.
No, I think it's a guy.
No, it's a woman.
I noticed that guy,
too. I'm not being sexist, but look at the way he runs.
I didn't come to that conclusion immediately, but I did, now that you say it, it makes sense. It was almost like, feet pointing out. I don't know what, remember what that's called.
Well, the arms, the way the arms are swinging, I haven't seen too many guys run track that way. And you just shot two people, so you're going to run as fast as you can. Watch the whole video. Either that and the height of the individual, too. First, it made me tend to believe that it could have been a teenager, somebody a young age.
See, I thought young.
Yeah, because of the height to the door, to the door roof. But then I saw the person turn around and run.
I'm watching it on repeat now.
Yeah, watch the way the arms fling out instead of tucked in. Maybe that's just me picking it up because I ran track in high school, in junior high school. But if you notice it on it, it looks like, and they kept saying, well, the guy, how, you can't even tell if it's a man or a woman. You can't see the face. You can't see anything.
The person.
But they kept telling the narrative of the guy. The guy, I was like, dude, it could, it, very simply. But I just can't believe LeBron doesn't say a word.
Well,
after what he, and what hurts him the most is what he said in Twitter, that police officers are waking up in the morning. His narrative is white police officers wake up in the morning and go hunting black males down to shoot them, to kill them.
Here's the
Who
deal.
Who believes that crap?
Here's the deal. The unfortunate reality is that a lot of blacks and people of color are teaching their children that. And I've said a lot that I teach.
You know what it's being taught at?
Where is it?
Church. I watched it on church the other day. They were talking with the black church on Sunday morning. I was flicking around through the channels.
Okay, I see.
And the church started talking. The pastor started preaching about white privilege. I'm like, you've got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got Barbara and Sam on the line. You are listening to April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1. Stay tuned.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Sean, with respect, there are times, particularly recently, when I think Speaker Pelosi is one of those people who tried Tide Pods.
It doesn't get old. It is my favorite audio. Remember back when people used to have fun things as their ringtones? I feel like I need to make that a ringtone.
With respect.
I just didn't know what was coming, and then it came, and I was like, oh my gosh. It's amazing. We have just a couple minutes left. Barbara, what's up?
Real quick, I want to tell you, April Marie, I really enjoy your energy. You're doing a great job. But I wanted to ask either one of you if you've seen the little documentary called Uncle Tom.
I actually watched it last night.
It's on my list of things
too.
To watch.
Isn't it? It's wonderful.
Wait, you watched it last night too?
In America.
Did y'all have it? Y'all had a movie night and didn't know it?
Number one, it really made me miss Herman Cain. May he rest in peace.
It did me too. I loved Herman Cain. I used to listen to him when he used to be on with Neil Bort. But it's got Candace Owens on there. Yeah. And well, of course, like I said, Joey, you know, and you know, a lot of the black conservatives. And I thought it was pretty amazing.
April
Marie, awesome.
Watch that soon.
Thank you for telling me Herman's there. I don't know. I think we've talked about this. We may not have. I actually wasn't on air here when Herman passed. Herman was a personal friend.
Yeah.
Herman was he announced he was running for U.S. president on a bus tour with me. Yeah. He had breakfast awesome. With me and my mother either that day or the next day. Herman, I could, up until he passed, actually the first time I was on radio in Huntsville, I was texting with Herman that day. He thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
Herman was the first radio personality that I ever knew personally, and I did multiple, and I'm talking probably 20 events with Herman Cain. I love me some Herman Cain.
You were. I did too.
He's great.
Thank you guys. Like I said, you're doing a great job, young lady. Enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Just 1 minute left. Sam, what's up?
Hey, I just called in to flirt.
Oh.
That's awful. Oh, no. I had
happens to Joey all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Sam's always trying to do that with me. Not in front of April Marie, Sam.
April, I'm upset. I just want to remind you that you can treat Joey awful, and the audience appreciates it. Listen, last night on CBS, I saw a show of Policing the Police, and, you know, it was heartfelt, and a man was trying to interview and get the bottom of but basically, there's a culture that they want to do what they want to do. They don't respect authority and get away with it. And it's you got to mind, there's law and order. There's the law of the land, and it's just, like I said, 1 million, we'll do 1 million stops every day across the country, and there's not a rash of people getting killed, but the few that do, we see it on, it's just on social media. That's all I got. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say, that is a phenomenal point, Sam. The fact is that the by and large, again, is that 99.8% of the time, people are fine. And then that small
in.
Part.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I wish I'd have called in one more time to chat. But I heard from my sister down in Lockley. The eye of the storm went over Daphne, Lockley, Fair Oak just a little while ago. And it's typical. A few trees snapped off, roof damage. But it was just high winds and rain. But everybody in their neighborhood's okay.
And Sam, I'm anticipating this. You want it on Sweet Creek?
Hey, thank you, Joey. Why not? Yes, sir. 3-5.
Okay. All right, got you in.
All right, man, yeah. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Well, we are down to the final couple minutes, and I am making a point to close out the shows with my latest thoughts. And since we're talking about law enforcement, I will use my final couple minutes to talk about that. Again, by and large, the law enforcement community are good men and women. By and large, most incidents are not recorded on camera, because if they were, they would be boring as all get up. The things that law enforcement officers deal with on a day-to-day basis are not the stuff you see in movies. They're the ordinary taking reports. They're the ordinary, going to houses and checking on them to make sure they're safe. They're the ordinary, all of the stuff that we take for granted. I don't like the idea of a militarized police force, but you know what? The argument against them is going to be really hard to make in the cities after we watch what these protesters are doing throughout the country. It is really frustrating how this will set back the efforts to actually get law, to change some of the way we police, because it's counterproductive. You can't talk about we need to reform police in the bad things they do while you're making the case for why we need them, especially when the times in which the protesters are going into neighborhoods or harassing people at restaurants or in other public places, assaulting individuals, arson, that sort of thing. That makes me want to support law enforcement more now than I ever have in the past. And again, blue lives matter. I'll say it all day, no matter who I offend. I will always back the blue. And I mentioned this before. I've taught my kids, and I don't say this as a virtue signaling thing, but it's something for you to consider. When my children see law enforcement or military, they thank them. And I feel like that's what we should do. We don't teach, we shouldn't be teaching our children, regardless of color or regardless of social, economic standing. We should teach our children to respect law enforcement. They're there to keep us safe. They're there to protect us. Same with our military men and women. Say thank you. Sometimes they don't know what to do. They're like, huh. But I think it's, the more as we do it more often, it's a good problem to have to get them to feel comfortable knowing we appreciate them, especially in this time of day. You are listening to April Marie Fogle. I will be back tomorrow and Friday, filling in for Dan Morris here on News Talk 93.1. Stay tuned.